FM. Day number four of Make Someone's Christmas.
Make Someone's Christmas with Kendra Lyons.
Thank you so much to everybody who has nominated tonight. Caroline's nomination is being answered. Now, Caroline actually asked specifically for this one thing, and although it might seem strange to this guy, David, it's going to be fairly important. Now, David Burson's turning 70 in a few weeks' time, but still is out helping the community. He is doing things for local schools. It looks like he helps out at local fire station. Everything this guy can do, he does. Now, Caroline said in her nomination that he has no family and that really the only friends he's got are the people that he goes and helps, and that's why he does it. And I think that's great. And he's got one thing he's always, always, always wanted to do. And in 70 years of being on planet Earth, has never managed it. But tonight, he will. He is going to get his one Christmas dream. Let's get him on the phone. Phone's ringing. Make Someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance.
Hello,
is that David?
It is.
David, my name is Rob Wills, and I'm calling from KMFM, the radio station for Kent.
Right, pleased to meet you.
Lovely to meet you as well. I've been hearing some wonderful things about you.
You have? From where?
From Caroline.
Right.
Caroline dropped me an email to the show. Do you mind if I read the email to you?
No, not at all.
She says, David lives nearby and has become a friend of the family. He's had a tough life from a young age of being dropped at Bernardo's. He's had to muddle through life with very little support. And he's going to be 70 in January. And I know it's always been a dream of his to do this one thing. And I'll tell you what that thing is in a second. She says, David is well known in the community and is often seen cycling around on his yellow bike. He's always keen to support local events and will often chip in with anything that needs doing. So what kind of stuff do you get involved in, David?
Anything. Fireworks, engine fire, doing anything. You name it, I can do it, but...
She says, I'd like to nominate David for Make Someone's Christmas with KMFM. And she's asked for a very specific thing that apparently you've always wanted to do. Now, bearing in mind that you're 70 in January, and by the way, happy birthday for that. That's a big old milestone. Can you think of that one thing that she might be talking about?
The first one, I could be wrong, goes for is I'd like to spend a Christmas with a family, round a table, to be with the family and enjoy the day, and that's it. Wish them a happy Christmas and love them all.
Oh, bless you. Well, look, I really hope that's going to happen for you.
I hope there'd be carols singing, dancing, and, you know, just with all the children, especially these two little children that I do love.
Well, David, I can tell you, Caroline has asked for something very special, and she says that it's always been your dream to ride in a hot air balloon.
Yes. Oh, no. Oh, lovely.
We're going to sort that for you for your 70th birthday.
Oh, great.
By the sounds of it, you are a very well-loved man in the community, and even at 69 years old and a few days left to go into your 70th. By the sounds of it, you're doing fantastic things, and we wanted to say thank you, and we wanted to make your Christmas by sending you up in the air in Kent on that once-in-a-lifetime thing that you've always dreamt of doing.
You have made my day.
Well, listen, it's not me, it's Caroline. Caroline nominated you.
I love you, Caroline. Thanks very much.
You are more than welcome. And Merry Christmas, David.
And a Merry Christmas to you and all your staff. And have a good one.
Thank you, David. Another dream ticked. Tomorrow night's show with Kent Reliance at 6:10. It's going to be something very special. Now, excuse me if I-